Hello, everybody. Hello, Luna. We are live. Dir khimarak. I'm Jo Rajal. I'm Jo Diaf.
Hi. Hi. I'm so excited.
I think you are, and I am as well. By the way, guys, أنا ولونا هذه أول مرة نتحضروا. Bon, كنا following بعضنا. مازلنا. I hope. Did you unfollow me? Please say no.
No, follow you, stalk you.
You stalk me? I stalk you too. I've been stalking you يعني longer because كنت مازلني يعني تبعك في Facebook, and I've always been a fan and an admirer.
Oh, thank you so much. Me too. We're both fanning.
Yeah, and okay. So I'm losing. We're both losing our virginity. مع بعضنا اليوم. This is the first time we talk.
So, yeah,
this is either the beginning.
This is gonna be something.
Yeah, this is either the beginning of a disaster or of something great.
Yeah, let's hope for the best.
And by the way, my internet is wonderful. Her internet is shitty, and that's why Rahi Shuya Rotar when she answers.
Yeah, in fact, Miss Mafik Rotar, so.
It's fine. It's fine. We're just going to ignore it just like we do, you know, our feelings. Yes. You ready? You should have practice with that.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Luna, for Lebedli Mayarfuksh, which, excuse me, trash, hello. For those of you who don't know Luna, تقدي تعرفين بنفسك?
This question scares me.
Me too. Yeah, oh my God, let's be BFFs.
Yes, totally. Like, we shouldn't go like my age, my...
Okay, I'll try to introduce you. So, لينا فاتت جزائرية جميلة ممشوقة القامة بيضاء البشرة. Well, actually, you're tan. And yes. How old are you? If we can ask, if you want to answer.
I am 26 to be 27. 10 in heart at 8.
Your eggs are drying up, Luna. Get a man.
Hey, listen.
What?
Oh, wait. This is starting hard.
This is getting all feminist on me, guys. I can't do this.
Yes, like the feminist. I was trying to calm her, and now you're calling for her. So, do I need a man? Do I?
No, I'm just saying, those eggs, man, freeze them. Freeze them. They're getting... They're. I'm just kidding. Your eggs are fine.
Okay.
Yes. So, Luna is, as she said, 26, about to be 27. And what do you do, Luna? Like, do you have a job?
I do.
Why are you thinking? You're just, do I have a job?
Because it's no, because right now I am jobless. With it's quarantine, bitch.
Okay, but you had a job before. It's no. I hope you did.
I had a job. Yes, bon. قلت كأنا شقيت. نقول لك اسمه كرسي تاعي. قريت في مدرسة. زدت روك على بيرفلي أناش for 5 years. بعديت en France. درت ماستر سبيسياليزي ان مانجمنت كاليتي سيكوريتي انفيرونمون سو انجينيرينغ بيسيكلي اند ذن اي ستارتد ماي اون سمول ليتل كومباني اند اي ام ا بروجكت مانجر ان جنرال
اوكي
اند ذن اتس كوارنتين
اند سو يو ار نوت وركينغ
سو ذاتس ات
سو يو ار نوت وركينغ تيمبوراريلي
نو ايم نوت
بات يو ورك
Temporarily, yes. Yes, I do work, yes.
Okay, good. And social media, so how long have you been on social media?
I started my page in 2014, but it wasn't like a big page. I wasn't known as Luna. I started it with my best friend. And then I started like, Luna started existing. Fragilité.
I don't think I was following. I've been there.
Don't judge me, okay?
I've been there since Yamat Lunatic. Lunatic, that's...
Yes, so it's since 2016.
Yes.
Yeah. So كان اسمها fragility, and I used to share quotes and art. It's about books, the books that I read, and the art that I like.
كنتي فرويتي.
And then I was an admin. Eh, don't judge me, okay? كنت صغيرة مش صلاحي.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then I was an admin in a page called Desert Crazy Minds.
Aha, I was and following that's when, that. Desert Crazy Minds. That was a, yeah, that was so an was amazing an, page,
I was an
dude.
Admin there. I know, yes, I know.
Classic.
One of the best pages at the time. Yeah, English, especially English speaking pages.
Yes, I do remember that. And, wow.
Yeah, you're I was an OG. Admin there, and that's where, yeah, kind of. And then, like, you know, I had beef with them. So I went back to my own page and brought back with me the fan base that I made on their page. And then Lunatic became Lunatic, and that's it.
I think I remember you on the page. I think I remember.
Really?
I swear to God. I think I do remember you. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
You've been on social media for a long time.
It was.
Shifty, a lot of changes in social media. Shifty, like the rise and fall of many people, many pages. And how did you discover me? I discovered you. I've been here for a long time. But how did you discover me?
If you wanted me, I don't remember.
I don't remember. Ouch. I have chest pain. That was painful. I don't remember.
No, wait. I you know. No, wait. But the thing is, I was following you. I used to like your content. And then one day, you replied to one of my, I don't know, my reactions to your story. And I discovered that you know me. And I was like, yeah, she knows me. And I was like, yeah, Luna follows me. And we were both happy. You see?
Cool. So you remember. So I'm significant to you. I exist.
I do.
Thank God. Thank God.
Of course.
Okay. So, Luna, there are many things I want to talk to you about. One of them is كان بزاف عباد يعتبروك انت يا فيمينيست وكاين اللي يعتبروك فيمينيست نورمال كاين يعتبروك فيمينيست راديكاليه كاين many opinions about you but what we can all agree is لونا عاده تدافع على حريه المراه وحقوقها وتحررها. Would you agree on that?
Yes, I do. Actually, about being an Algerian feminist and about Lunatic being page نسوية تدافع عن حقوق المرأة, it was not something that I decided to do or to be. زعما ماشي نط صباح قلت okay, so today لاباج تاعي راح تولي نسوية. No, it was something that people started calling me actually. باسكو أنا when I opened my page, it was just a space for me to express myself. شغل حبيت نعبر على نفسي وعلى واش كاين في راسي and everything to people who can relate to me. شغل نهدر دي سوجي شغل يخصوا المرأة, قالوا علاش نديرو هاك وعلاش حرية المرأة empowering women. ومن بعد في لي كومونتير نبدا نقرا وانت بين فيمينيست بين النسوية تو and I started googling that. It's like, oh wait, what am I that? And so this is how it started. The more I learn about feminism, the more I identify with, and the more I support. So yeah, Luna, a feminist, yes, a big yes.
So you want to say, بلك كي حضورك في social media started, ما كنتيش تعتبر روحك feminist. It just ناس عرفوك كفيمينيست, and then you started identifying with it.
Yes, basically it's that قلت لك أنا I wanted to talk about subjects that يخصوا المرأة ومشاكل المرأة I had so many questions. Like أنا معروفة with something شغل شخصية ياسر, I have so many questions, مريضة بلي كيستيون.
Awesome.
And every time وليش حنا نساهك وليش حنا نساهك. And when you start asking questions like that, يجوك عباد يتشوكاو, how dare you ask such questions. And you're like, exactly, why are
That's
you
the
shocked?
Point.
That's the point, exactly. And that's it. Mm-hmm. So I am all for empowering women. And if that's what feminism is, then yes, I am. How about you, by the way? Well, because I'm always saying that feminists say to me, I'm not a feminist, and the others say to me, I am a feminist.
Yeah.
So... tell me about you.
أنا honestly, I just had a bzaf مراحل when it comes to feminism. شغل, I started identifying as a feminist كان في عمري 16 سنة كنت في ليتي. I was on Tumblr. كنت هداك, هديك the adolescent اللي تزيد عليها. That was like all about social justice and shit. And I discovered like feminism. I started reading about it. And clearly, أنا شغل عفسة we have in common is أنا وياك بنزوج تربينا مع المانا only we come from single mothers and so شغل we recognize I think قال نساف الجزائر recognize باللي ماشي كامل the majority recognize باللي المرأة بلك ما يش عايشة the best life she could but especially كي تكوني عايشة with a single mom you see more struggle and that pushes you to be more aware of حالة المرأة في الجزائر. And so I started...
Absolutely. It's like...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was saying, we were born feminists without even knowing it.
Yeah.
The conditions we were living in, not having a man around and having to deal with مجتمع الذكوري makes you a feminist automatically, I think. And I want to talk about one thing... with our experience that نحن, is that we lived like 20 years ago. ما نشوفوش الليتات على السوسيتي درك والتحرر تاع المرأة درك والنظرة تاع المجتمع للمرأة to single moms والمرأة المطلقة والمرأة مش مزوزة والمرأة اللي 27 وماهيش مزوزة درك كيما it was 20 or 15 years ago. It was not the same. So the struggles I think I had when I was young are not the same.
Me too. So, yeah. I think it definitely has changed a lot. And so yeah, when I was 16, I started identifying as a feminist. In fact, my Facebook that entre parenthèses feminist. That's
wow.
How fucked up I was. Yeah. And so yeah, couldn't absolutely like radical as can be. And then obviously, قد ما كبرت قد ما it has definitely changed for me. And then, مش changed for me. I think I need to فتحوا لها بزاف فايز. And I started being more Algerianized and more aware of كيفاش يتصير. And هاد الفايز ماشي بالك ما كنتش نعرفهم وليت نعرفهم, but also things changed قد ما كبرت قد ما things changed and feminism has grown and developed into different things. Because I remember أنا كي I was identifying as a feminist, like كلمة feminist ما كانتش شائعة, ما كانتش even في الغرب, like people were not saying feminist. ما بيش ولا كي شافيا, but it was when Beyonce, it was when the هذيك the Shima Shimi, what's her name, that Nigerian writer Shima Maneguchi.
In her song Flawless, is that it?
Voila. It was that Shimamada Danaguchi Adichie, I think that was her name. She did had like the TED talk about feminism. Yeah. Beyonce.
Yeah.
And then she did this performance and she had feminist in the background. And Timek,
yes.
Word feminism, ولا تعفسا, commercial. It started becoming mainstream. ولا ويديرو قاعد t-shirts مكتوب فيهم feminist. We should all be feminist. That's really where it blew up. And
yes.
Shafia la a world when feminism was not mainstream, even though I'm just 23. But
Of course, it was. Well, it's the same for me. If feminism was introduced to me through the comments, when people introduced me to what feminism is, قبل ما تقولي in mode, ولي everybody was classified, واحد يقول I identify as a feminist or other classy ناس خرين على أساس إنه feminist is something bad or good.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah, so I remember when feminism ولات عبسا mainstream, and then I mean حتى دوكا مازلني I identify myself as a feminist, بصح I realized بلي هاد الكلمة ولات تحمل بزاف controversy around it, and I know بلي كاين شريحة كبيرة من الفيمينيست سواء في الجزائر ولا خارجها ما يعتبرونيش feminist because of I would consider very radical ideas اللي عندهم هما. And so بصح ما عنديش مشكل فيها شغل ما عنديش I really don't care شغل if you think I'm a feminist or not, that's really your issue. أنا أصلاً ما يهمنيش identifying as a feminist. I would say I am you know, I believe in equal opportunity. وليش عندها أهمية أني نعرف نفسي كفيمينيست. I recognize equal opportunity for everybody. Period. تحبس تمك. But yeah, that's really all.
Yes. But because it's feminism, يعني كنرجع للأساس تاعو, it's a human rights movement. So labeling it feminist ولا لا, for me too, it's the same. شغل إحنا مدافع عن حقوق الإنسان, والإنسان هذاك كونه مرة خلاني فيمينيست. If that's it, then that's okay. بصح أنا في الأول والآخر مدافع على حقوق الإنسان ككل, في مساواة عند الناس وكل equal choices, equal opportunities for everybody. But because I am a woman and this subject in particular touches me, so I am speaking about it. So yeah,
I agree. And
about being radical feminist, I don't identify as a radical feminist. I don't know if people who call me that, اسكو قراو really وشان نخمم ولا فهموا وشان نكتب, because I like to call myself ولا the feminism that I support as feminist عقلاني. Like to adapt feminism to Zaire, let's say North Africa, adapt it to our culture, our society, our economical state, and and our problems exactly. Genre importer le féminisme hakak من عند USA ولا من عند فرنسا أو ديري copier coller في الجزائر, alors que هما عندهم مشاكل إحنا ما عندناش ولا إحنا عندنا مشاكل هما ما عندهمش.
Yeah.
That's not it. I don't believe that's going to work.
I agree. You know, had Liamtani shuf Mad Men? Have you ever seen it?
Nope.
No, you have to watch it. It's amazing. It's incredible. And, well, if you don't know, it's Zamai, it's an advertising company in New York. And as you know, كان a lot of sexism. شغل I guess Americans دوكا كي تفكروا الستينات ولا الخمسينات يقول لك oh my god there was so much sexism, right?
Yes.
بس yes. Even when you watch the show, the kind of sexism اللي كاينه is still mille fois خير من نساء واش عايشين في الجزائر في 2020. Like we like كاين women عايشين وحدهم يروحوا يخدموا يروحوا يسهروا like living with their boyfriends في الستينات, and people today في الامريكان consider بلي ما كاش equality for women, and they consider واش كان صار في الستينات very 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 sexist. And I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying there is a huge gap and a huge difference between واش صار عندنا حنا واش صار عندهم هما. So كيما قلنا ما تقدرش you import ideas, maybe we can not import but we can what we can agree on هما مبادئ, we can agree on values, but we cannot شغل copy paste because ما راناش عايشين كيف كيف. And there is another negative side, which is كي واحد في الجزائر زعما تجي تقولي له انا فيمينيست يجي يقيسها على فيمينيست عايشه في الخارج, شغل لكن يشوفك انت كيما وحده نحات her bra في باري, like you know what I mean.
Yes.
You have to distinguish yourself from واش صاري so that people don't get it confused. Because I feel like the feminists for the بزاف يأديو our cause, شو نقول purposefully, but they do a lot of things that diminish our fight. I believe so.
Our fight, exactly. And I blame our people for not being informed enough and not doing their research. اسمه هو شاف اسمه كلمه فيمينيست وشاف ان ذا ميديا فري ذا نيبل موفمنت باسكو هذاك اللي كان ميدياتيزي ياسر اند ولات عنده ديفينيسيون تاع فيمينيزم نسحب بيني تعراو ذن كي شوف كنتي انت فيمينيست انا كونتريكت ديريكتومون انت حابه ديري تحيل الدين وحابه ديري اند وات اي لايك تو invite people to do to go back to the definition of feminism as a movement from the start. شغل كانت حركة. And I will say this in Arabic for a reason. شغل كانت حركة للدفاع على حقوق المرأة بداوها النساء قبل في ال on va dire les années 20 when can the first wave about the suffrage when can women are physically abused, they do not have the right to vote, etc. So first wave is the suffrage when كانت المرأة abused. And Zaire في 2020 identifies with that. Yeah. When there are women who are still abused, مازالت المرأة تضرب, مازالت ما عندهاش الحق fully تخرج كما تحب ولا even the right to choose what to do. Yeah. And then the second wave was about work, the rights for work, equality in work field, everything. And on that part too, Algeria identifies with that. Because مازلنا احنا مازال يقولوا لك بلاصتك في الكوزينة. And كي تجي تشوفي pourcentage تاع رجال ونساء in different fields and especially where decisions are being made, ما تلقايش نساء. So we don't really, our society doesn't really believe that women can be powerful, which is the third wave. Like women can be powerful. Ahna tani mazalna ma wasalna lhash, like fully ta, we don't accept mra fi position ta power when hiya tahkom fi rjal w hiya elle prend la décision. Yeah. So somewhere feminism تاعنا is really really late.
Yes.
We don't مازلنا ما وصلناش لهذاك الفيمينيزم تاع like حياة جنسية حرة و my body my choice وندير واش نحب and all of that. مازلنا ما وصلناش that's so late. Yeah. That's so radical for us. We can't get to that before نعديو the suffrage that we accept that women can be powerful, can work, deserve to have a choice and everything.
Yeah.
So التعريف تاع الفيمينيزم واش قاعد يطالب في الجزائر بغض النظر على الفيمينيزم واش قاعد يطالب في بلدان اخرى ولا في مجتمعات اخرى is very very important. I don't think بلي هذاك العبد اللي عنده ايماج غلط على الفيمينيزم لو كان تحكميه وتقعديه وتهضري معاه وتقولي له بلي فات كاينين نساء قاعدين يتضربوا وقاعدين يموتوا كاينين especially in this quarantine كاينين بنات سويسيداو وكاينين I don't know women are being abused are you okay with that genre جاتك نورمال this is what feminism stands for I think they will eventually accept it we just have to keep speaking up
yeah I have many points that I want to make about that and it's going to require me to go into a lot of details but honestly I think again ما نقدروش نقارنوا حركة النسوية في الجزائر to the west in any way shape or form حتى لو كان زعما نقولوا باللي احنا because as you know كما قلتي feminism has come in waves so and the first second third and even now people argue باللي الغرب راهم in the fourth انا I don't think باللي even نقدروا نقيسوا باللي احنا زعما رانا في الموجه الثانيه ولا في الاولى I really don't think so because الموجه الاولى كانت
من كل روضه زهره
احنا الموجه الاولى كانت موسي بات لك الانتخاب حق المرأة بالك في owning land and في الخروج من الدار. Second wave was about labor rights, right to abortion. And حنا it's very bizarre because المرأة راهي to a certain extent تخدم. I think people exaggerate شحال المرأة في الجزائر تخدم. I think المرأة العاملة في الجزائر تمثل 18% من the working force, which is still small. بصح women are working. Working but at a small rate. That's one. Women عندهم الحق في الانتخاب. Women كاينين في البرلمان. Women كاين وزيرات نساء. كاين شغل كاين things And so ما نقدروش really نقيسوا على الغرب or say بلي زعما حنا رانا في الموجة الثانية because it's really different because حنا السكسيزم اللي عندنا والسكسيزم اللي كاينة في الغرب اللي كانت في الغرب is different. Watching Mad Men or even seeing كيفاش كانت العائلة الغربية عايشة at the time كانت كاينة this notion بلي المرأة عقليا or intellectually is inferior and women are very emotional and therefore نساء ما يقدروش يكونوا في مناصب قيادية ولا يخدموا خدمة اللي تكون بزاف logical or that requires them to be in machinery. وهذه عفسة you can even make the argument بلي كاين دراسات that prove بلي الرجال يتفوقوا على النساء in for example what you do in engineering. There are studies that say men are better at that. Sahad lafsa maqdurush say women should not be able to do it just because adatan rajal khair min nisa. So the thing about in the West, this was what sexism is about, and I think hna andna, I don't think really kaina had laqli. I don't think kaina ibadi yishufu nisa aghba min rajal. I think for us it's mostly about sex, to be honest. I think most sexism, it's about sex. It's about ما تقدريش تخرجي because تقدري تروحي مع واحد ولكش ما تديري عفسة. And it's all about the honor of the family. This is what most of sexism is about. It's about خوف على نساء that is justified, that justifies them doing anything. منهم يضربوك ولا يحبسوك ولا يمنعوك من أنك تعيش حياتك وتقرر قراراتك. في الغرب that was not really the case. And another difference is هما رجال عندهم, I've said this before, is رجال كانوا مخلين نساء في الدار because they think they are inferior. من رجال كانوا يخدموا, رجال they built economies, they built something. حنا عندنا رجال are not building anything. You know what I mean? شغل عندهم كانت كاينة أدوار تقليدية, بس الأدوار التقليدية على قانيها which is المرأة تقعد في الدار a housewife تربي داري, من راجل برا راهو يحارب يروح للحرب ويخدم. شو كانت كاينة World War One, World War Two, فيتنام, شكوب في الدنيا مقلبة. شو الراجل كان عايش الدور التقليدي فولي كيما هو كي المرأة. محنايا عندنا الراجل ما هوش عايش الدور التقليدي, الراجل is very modernized. مي المرأة مطلوب منها تقعد في الدار وتدير وتعجن yeah, pretty much تعيش الدور التقليدي. ما يقبلوش هاد لافسة رجال تاعنا, ما يحبوش يحول الارمي, ما يحبوش يحرطوا يخدموا. I mean I think there's a lot of double standards.
Yes, and so it's a lot of sexism on so many levels. I had this personal experience. I had so many times when a man thinks or sees that you are more powerful or more intelligent or more charismatic than him, it threatens رجولة تاعو, and therefore he tries to يخنقك ويقعدك في الدار and like. ما تبينيليش بلي راكي انتي قوية عليا, tu vois. And je sais pas, est-ce que c'est culturel ou là c'est psychologique ou là, I don't know what that comes from, but it exists a lot. Maybe we don't see it or باينة هك, but sometimes it's سبب وراء أفعال الكثيرين. I don't know how to say this now, but whatever. Their behavior somewhere comes from that. Yeah.
You know, I think sexism في الجزائر, I think this is the difference, is sexism في الغرب كانت ترجع إلى actually thinking women are inferior. Yeah. are inferior. I think sexism حنا عندنا ترجع لبزاف عفايس, منهم this socialist country we're living in, منهم men not being competent, not being successful, not doing great things, and women are like the punching bag اللي نخرجوا فيهم قاع زعافنا. It's دولة تقمع الشعب اللي are mostly men, تقمعهم like الخدمة مقموع فيها, ما عندوش dignity في بلاده, ما عندوش حرية, ما عنده والو. And so مرتو because واحد كي يتحقر لازم يحقر. It's really a cycle of violence. So, مرأة is the punch bag اللي الرجال في المجتمع تاعنا يخرجوا قال فشل تاعهم وقال frustration اللي فيها. And of course, كان sorry, I need to make this point, is كان زي ما كي تقولي هكا رجال ونساء يجي يقول لك ما تجمعيش اكيد جمعي كي تقولي رجال هكا that's not what that is okay when we say أفسا سائدة that's why I'm saying رجال ونساء that doesn't mean every single راجل and every single مرة شغل ما تتغاباوش وما تحكموش technicalities وتركزوا عليهم I think I wanted to make that point Yeah, but what do you think?
Yes, I totally agree. Même في la façon avec laquelle on analyse les choses, it's like when you talk about a subject, when you express yourself about what do you think is going wrong, يروحوا كل واحد لو بوان تاع لا انا ماشي هك يقسوا على روحهم instead of understanding شغل يتقسموا إلى نوعين كاين une partie وين تقولك أنا ماشي هاك وتتعكيك باسكو راكي جمعي and the second part who is offended what you said and تولي تتعكيك في الدين تتعكيك في مبادئك تولي توقع فيها شخصانة للموضوع وتولي instead of speaking about your ideas تولي تهضر عليك انت ولا تربيتك ولا
حياتك
whatever background you come from. And then the problem عندنا ثاني, I think, somewhere is the definition of things. Like, the definition تاع الرجولة. شغل عندنا احنا, في la culture, je veux dire, عندنا احنا كمغاربة ولا عند العرب en général, يربطوا الرجولة تاع الراجل بالقدرة التحكم تاعه في المرأة.
Which is so fucked up.
على قد ما ضربتي مرتك راك في حل. على قد ما شبع ما مرتك قاعده في الدار ومسكينه مغبونه على قد ما خدمت وسيقت ودارت تما تارك بيع ربي تاعها بيع and the problem is مازال وانا في 2020 مازال الناس عم كبرين بالعقليه هذه وربي في بلادهم ثاني بلادهم صغار كيما هاك تما هي مازالت ماشيه for generations القدام this is so fucked up شغل كاينين رجال كابابل كان يكون يخرج عبد نورمال وكي نبا سكسيست مي سي لو بروبليم تاعو سي كو تربى هكاك شغل من هو صغير دخلوا له في راسه باللي نتاع راجل كي تضرب اختك ولا تضرب مرتك ولا ولا نتا ماكش راجل وا ذا اذر واي نتا لو كان مرتك ولا اختك سيدي تلبس شيبا جينز محصور ولا ميني ولا تخرج في الليل ولا تسوق اون فواتور ولا تخدم ولا تكون اندبندنت تما نتا ماشي راجل in somewhere هو يحس بلي راه رجولته في تهديد سو ديجا هو ماهوش يفهم واي وعلاش راه يدير هك بات وانا حاب تخرجني ماشي راجل ما فيهاش ولي في الدار شوف حبيت يقولوا عليا انا مرتي ولا اختي تضل خارجه لبرا ما ديريش ميتين ما كانش شوف
I think there's a
very... this is honest one
Yeah, I think there's a very important point we need to make is when we say الثقافة الذكورية, this is not to say باللي أنا at least from مش نظر على لونا, she will speak for herself. الثقافة الذكورية is not saying رجال ماشي ملاح ونساء are the victims. And I don't see it like this. الثقافة الذكورية تشارك فيها المرأة just as much as males. Okay, كنتي يا كأم تقولي لوليدك روح ضرب اختك ولا روح دير كذا ولا كاين mothers يحرشوا ولادهم على مرته وتقول له ما تكونش نايس مع مرتك ما دير لهاش واش تحب or make her تخدم or make her do that. This is a woman that is ماشي غير making ثقافة ذكورية. She's literally like creating it. She raised had الطفل to be sexist and to be misogynistic and to oppress women. And so, الثقافة الذكورية is not saying رجال ماشي ملاح ونساء فيكتيم. Women participate in patriarchal, you know, notions and ideas and behavior just as much, if not more, than males. If not more, هذه قلنا. If not more than males. So yeah, this is not victimizing women. And I don't like هذيك الفيمينيزم المبنية على شيطانة الرجل و victimizing females. I think females participate in it a lot, if not more. That's what I want to make. What do you think, Luna?
Yes, I do. I do agree on this part.
Yeah. Hello.
A lot. Women should be free or should have ish. And then in the comments, but more against the idea. It's like, sis, I am literally trying to give you more rights. Why are you against me?
Yeah.
So it's not حرب مع الرجال ولا باش نقولوا بلي الرجال كامل ما يليقوش ولا they are all animals or monsters, that's not the point. But رانا نهضروا على فئه معينه منهم اللي ماهيش بيا مع النساء, شغل هاي تقمع في المراه ولا تشوف للمراه بنظره دونيه ولا تحب تفرض روحها على حساب المراه. It's the same for women. شغل كاينين كيما البنات كيما الدراري كي قلت لك يكبروا يترباو بهذيك العقليه الذكوريه. سي كوم سي بيرد وحطي ولد في قفص وهو في باله هذاك هو is his entire world. شغل باش تقولي له بلي actually راك تقدر تخرج, you can be free and it's okay, everybody's doing it. No, pour entier. So here we are. Women as much as men take part in this
culture behavior.
Yeah. This culture, yes. Le problème c'est que mazal tmashia. I think we really have to speak more about it and try to educate women before we get to educate men about it.
I think so, yeah.
Parce que ça, you can educate a man who will change a man's mind about respecting women.
I think it's easier.
To teach a woman that you deserve respect, you deserve respect and you deserve more than that. You should have choice and you should be free. That's a hard work to do.
I agree.
I think.
Yeah. And I think there's this other notion بلي الثقافة الذكورية تخدم الرجل وتهدم المرأة. This is a very fucked up notion, at least الثقافة الذكورية in our society, because في الغرب, again that's why ما نقدروش نقيسه, في الثقافة الذكورية اللي كانت في الغرب كانت تخدم الرجل وتهدم المرأة. تهدم المرأة yeah, to a certain extent. كانت تخدم الرجل in the sense بلي غير كي الرجل كانت عنده equality of opportunity and the chance to be out there and work, الرجل كان يافونسي. الرجل was empowered and he was serving his woman. شغل كانت المرأة راهي ضعيفة and so أنا لازم نخدم بزاف ولازم نحارب على جالها and I make a good life for her. As you know, هذه ماشي العقلية في الجزائر. Algerian man ما عندهمش هذه العقلية تاع I have to مرتي ضعيفة ولازم نخدمها ولازم ندير لها. It's the opposite. It's مرتي تحرت وتخدم وأنا ما ندير والو. So there's a huge difference. علاش؟ Because الثقافة الذكورية ديالنا ماشي زعما طفل واختو كيكونوا صغار تقول له اختك ضعيفه حاضر عليها. It's not that sexism. هذه sexism اللي كاينه في الغرب, اذا اختك ضعيفه ما تديرش عليها ولا ما تحقرهاش ولا ما ديرلهاش هكا. حنايا it's اختك ضعيفه and stupid and so لازم تعسها, لازم تقولها واش تلبس, لازم تقولها لازم تضربها
في
and so وهي لازم تخدمك, لازم تطيب لك, لازم تغسل لك ولازم she serves you. And what happens is هاد العفصة راهي مديورة to a point when راهي تفنين في الرجال. This is where it becomes detrimental. Is هاد الرجال هاد الثقافة الذكورية راهي ما تفيدهمش هما more than females. Because you're creating adult babies. اللي ما يعرفوش لو كان دوكا كش ما يصرى ما يعرفش يطيب روحه, ما يعرفش يغسل حوايجه, ما يعرف يدير والو. And so you're creating lazy men who have nothing to work for. And when you tell women normal زوجي بليجا وقبلي بليجا وما تشرطيش وما تديريش لابريسيون عليه وحمليه وما تكريتيكيهش و support him no matter what, هاد العفصة راكي تكسري في الراجل. Because males need female motivation. he needs to feel like, I know yes. this is actually very traditional of me, but it's true. Like pressure, how important it is until a female makes him feel like that. The impact we have on males, and that's natural, and the reason we complete each other and we need to coexist. وكي تقول المرأة قبل بكلش وتقول راجل ما تديرش any effort, أكيد تخلق مجتمع فيها بتجيحين who are mediocre and excel at nothing.
Of course, absolutely. En plus, I think le contexte تبدل بين بكري ودرك وين بكري كانت financial independence for women non-existent, ولا let's say they were starting to fight for it, وين كانت لا نورم هي انه الراجل يخدم و to make a better life for his wife and children.
Yeah.
So working was like making their life better was like the purpose of his life. بصح درك it's different, it's really different. Mm-hmm. Déjà côté économique ou la côté social, genre life is more expensive now. Je dis a couple. Oui.
We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Roommate.
God.
Yeah. What was I saying? I forgot.
You were saying that it's very different now. Life is very expensive.
Yes, yeah. So life is very expensive, and it really, really, really needs two people financially independent one from another to build the house. So, yes. So you're financially dependent from me, but it's so expensive. I can't satisfy you, and I blame you for asking for too much because I did not let you work. This makes the relationship so toxic,
yeah,
on a way for both of them, and so unstable.
Yeah,
it's like there is no balance.
Exactly. And the man is asking.
And the man is asking so much from the woman. It's like أنا ما خليكش تخدمي. And je ne te satisfais pas, genre
côté anyway, shape or form.
ما قدرش نشري لك. أها. ولو كان تهدريت ما أنتي ماشي مرا وما ما تحبوش الزوالي وما ت.
She gets shamed.
تحبوش الرجال. And let's. And. مرا ما يخليهاش راجل تخدم. And then يخدم غير هو. مدخول قليل, so he doesn't satisfy her needs.
Yeah.
وبعد لو كان هي كش ما تطلب منه, he shames her for it. بلي you ask too much, متي ماشي مرأة وما تحبوش الزوالي وما تحبوش الراجل وما تحبوش الفحل. And هي تتقلق, she is so stressed. She is like mostly depressed.
Yeah.
وتدخل الزعافها في ولادها. And generations keep growing up fucked up because there is no balance in the family. For some reason. So, yeah.
I agree. I love what you said. كان فرق بين العرض والطالب. I would say, if you want to live a traditional life, live it fully. If you want to live a modern life, live it fully. The problem في الجزائر is Algerian men حابين يعيشوا حياة تقليدية ليها وحياة modern ليه. And this is... This is it cannot work because علاش if you want to زعما be dominant تما انت ما تخدميش وما تلبسيش وما تهدريش وما تخرجيش اوكي على العين والراس نديرها بصح you have to provide everything for me. Do you know what I mean? ماشي تعيش مع باليش انا يا وين وتقول لي لا لا ما تخرجيش تما انت يا don't do it for yourself وانا I don't do it for you. فهمتي شغل ما تروحيش للبحر وحدك ما عندكش البحر ثانيك. You cannot do this. شغل بكري كي كانت الحياة التقليدية is أنا هادو على الغرب سكسيزم في الغرب is like المرأة ما كاش تخرج ما كاش تخدم ما كاش تدير ما راجلها كان يبني في اقتصاد كان يدير في something بنا بلاد البلاد اللي دوكا راهي developed وراك حتى تعيش فيها بنا something, بنا a good life, بنا a safe democracy, بنا freedom. مانيش نقولو نسمع عايشين a perfect life. Of course, كاين سرقة, كاين rape, كاين violence. هادي عفسا, it's natural. مي المرأة تقول لها ما تخدميش وما تلبسيش وما تديريش, you do it for her. Another thing is, ما تديريش, مي أنا تانيك ما نديرلكش. So, قاعدي miserable. وش يقول لك miserable wife exactly. miserable life. If your wife is miserable then تتانيك حتعيش مقود عليك وولادك تانيك حيكبروا مقود عليهم, then everyone is living a miserable life and no one is happy and yes. not satisfied. وواحد ما على بالو علاش, because Algerians don't ask questions and it's rare نسال اللي يخرجوا روحهم من situations like this. But النقطة اللي نأكد عليها ونعود عليها is key تسمحوا لراجل كلش كي تفشوه بزاف ما راكيش تفيدي فيه, راكي تسابوطي فيه. You're sabotaging راجل واحد on one scale, مي قارجل, this is a country. راكو تجيحو فيهم, راكو
yes.
you're not making them work hard for what they should. And and yeah, what do you have to say about it?
And yeah, I have a lot to say about this, especially about the way we sabotage them without even knowing it. It's like for me, speaking about being raised by a single mother, my mom, when I was young, she was upset. My mom used to work. Mm. She used to work.
Mm.
And she was obsessed with telling me, يسرى, لو كان ما تقرأيش, لو كان ما تخدميش, تموتي بالجوع.
Me too.
أشوف هذه حضرتها كانت تعاودها لي, ما زالت تدرك بين عيني ياك. تقول لي بلي يسرى شوفي أنا ماما. شفتي راني نخدم, اللبسة اللي راكي لبستها والماكلة اللي راكي تاكلي فيها أنا قريت وخدمت وخلصتها لك. لو كان أنا ما قريتش وما خدمت, لو كان أنت دوك راكي تجوعي, شتي باباك وين راه؟ وراه باباك ما كانوش راهو معمر بولادو وانتي سويا لازم تقراي لازم تخدمي باش تصرفي على روحك, ما تستناش من راجل يصرف عليك بيكوز انا تزوجت. يقول لك تزوج, انا تزوجت وهاني طلقت, شكون اللي بقات لي؟ بقات لي خدمتي. So growing up I was terrified of not
failure.
Of being like a failure ولا نقعد نهار and I can't work and I can't afford myself and شغل my dream, my ultimate dream was not to, I don't know, own a car or own, I don't know, حبيت بقى نقول financially independent بك and I can buy my own food and pay my own rent without بلمزيد حتى واحد. And the day I did that ما قدرش نحكي لك وش كنت happy about it. شغل it was a miserable job but I did it. شغل it was a lot. Par contre, on the other side, كاين من وين يفشوهم تاع لا وليدي انا رانا هنا ضربه باك, هذه تقعد ليك, هذه تقعد ليك, and then يكبر هو متهني في راسه. So he knows that he doesn't have to pay so much effort or to do much to have a good life. He grows up lazy and we have this in my own family. I bet نعرفهم and they did not succeed in life. They did not go far because their moms مفشينهم.
Same.
Double standard.
This is what I mean by
كان كل واحد فينا.
This is what I mean by double standards. هادوما تسيبي in one family like الخو a failure وخواتاتو قاعد يخدموا قاعد لاباس فيهم and doing well. This is why because هادو البنات رباوهم with attention. كان يقول لها ما تخرجيش قعدي في الدار قراي your lessons. شغل رباوها تاع الصح. مي طفل يقول لك نورمال خليه يخرج يقعد مع صحابه في الليل يدير واش يحب and they think شغل بالك حنا بالك كي نكونوا صغار نشوفوا هذا privilege خويا يقدر يدير واش يحب وانا ما نقدرش ندير. But in fact هاد العفسه راهي تادي في these boys because growing up thinking باللي ما يعيبوا والو ما عفسه ما تصابوطيه عفسه ما تقيسوا because هو راجل is the reason they're growing up to be failures. And
yeah,
absolutely.
And especially making them lazy. هذيك it's a huge issue. شغل كي يكبر بعد كل شيء جاي عنده كل شيء جاي فما he doesn't do the least effort.
Yeah.
ما كي ياكل يوخر من الطابله ما يهزش من his plate he does nothing so he grows up expecting life to do the same for him which is not the case so
and then they go on
نشوفها the impact على on his own person but the economy hey hi I'm here شغل كي هذاك ما يخدمش فرد واحد ما يخدمش ومن بعد تولي كوميونيتي صغيره ما تخدمش ومن بعد an entire gender being lazy ومن بعد تولي سوسيتي كامله lazy and then we're here
yes
so yeah
absolutely have you noticed this is the last point I want to make ولا بس تستاهل يعني a podcast وحده and I think we should wrap it up after I want to hear your opinion on it have you noticed
yes.
if we compare white people compared to people of color بكامل زعما black ولا arab ولا whatever have you noticed باللي people of color عندهم a very close relationship مع امهم I'm talking about رجال شغل they're obsessed بامهم الرجال في الدنيا شحال obsessed بامهم even like you know black people في الغرب like يغنوا على امهم يما like they're so obsessed بامهم بصح so, white men ما عندهمش this behavior have you noticed in fact كاين I talked about this before on my Instagram like Bradley Cooper وين يروح يدي امه and like the media تضحك عليه for this they're like why are you taking your mother everywhere that's weird you know like في سامامون يضحكوا عليه for it and so I think this goes to show بالك علاش حنا this is maybe just a hypothesis بالك علاش حنا عندنا بزاف هذا مشكل تاع التفنيين or and men being uncreative and unproductive maybe because هاد العلاقه بزاف قريبه مع امهم هاد الفشوش الزايد هاد الحنانه الزايده يعطونهم بحنانه فوق اللازم it's making them lazier yeah. in fact maybe white people because ما كاش هاد الاتاتشمنت زايد هاد الفشوش الزايد they grow up to be not as attached but more productive and more successful what do you think about this this thing I noticed
I think, I noticed too, I think it's a whole historical, cultural thing.
Yes.
For me, نشوف باللي white people, in general, ماشي غير men or women ولا mothers and fathers, they do not count on their children a lot. Genre, عندهم هما في culture تاعهم تكبر 18 ans, you're independent, رح قيني, I don't want to afford you financially.
Yes.
So, which is good. على باله باللي شغل من هو صغير على باله باللي. Yeah, which is good. على باله باللي, à partir de 18 ans, he has to work. He has to think of creative ways to make money and to be independent ويروح يخدم المال. Par contre, حنا في la culture تاعنا كي نربيو الولاد, المرأة تروح لدار راجلها والراجل يحكم يماه وباباه
yeah.
So c'est comme si الطفل c'est une assurance les parents
yeah.
عليه ثابت لي يموت ويجيبوا الراجل باسكو باش يجيبوا الذكر عمين يجيبوا الذكر هو اللي يحكم بزنس تاع باباه ولا مرت تاع باباه ولا whatever his father was doing he will become the source of income yeah. for later Yeah, so c'est pour ça il fait chaud parce que هذا هو الاسيورونس تاعهم parce que لو كان يجيبوا بنات كل بعد يروحوا يزوزوا who will work
yeah.
like parents يكبروا يمرضوا nobody will work واش درنا
ماشي هو ديجا اللي يخدم مع اليوم المراه اللي حيجيبها المراه اللي حيجيبها اللي حتى اللي تخدمهم
yeah exactly دونك الشغل يجيب المراه تخدم لهم في الدار وهو يروح يخدم عليهم من برا يا شغل دا لاخذ خيط واحد زي شغل we have شغل دي ديفينيسيون ديفيرونت دو لا ريتريت انتر هنا ان اوروب ولا في الخارج وفي الجزائر شغل هنا لا ريتريت هي ودك يحكم يشدك يصرف عليك هنا نو اتس نوت ذا سيم اي ثينك هذه ثاني نظريه برك اي دونت نو اف اتس ترو اور نوت يا يو نو اند اي
ثينك
ويت ذس از كلوز تو ويت اور سوجي بات ذس از كلوز تو انا بوينت تاع كي تشوفي ولاد فقراء الناس ما عندهمش فقراء تلقى بلي عندهم بزاف ولاد يو اولويز وندر واي دو يو كيب برينغين تشيلدرن حبسوا بركه ما تجيبوا ولاد اند ذا انسر از اسيورونس اوسي اسيورونس فينانسيير باسكو هما هذوك اللي ما عندهمش يبداو يخدموا هما صغار سو ذير هيلث طيح وهما صغار تسمى they keep bringing children سواء يطلبوا بيهم سواء يخرجوهم يخدموا في الليبر باش يجيبوا لهم دراهم وعلى قد ما كانوا عندهم اولاد على قد ما راحوا خدموا جابوا لهم دراهم سويا
I think so. I mean, can even the notion that Faliji ويجيب رزق معه. So actually, I was literally talking about this with my mom earlier. I don't know how this conversation came up, and she was like, "ما فهمت. يخرج ويجيب مع شريكة. What the fuck does that even mean?" شغل, I think it means is طفل عنده any child is a blessing. Any child is a blessing. In that sense, صح, it doesn't. I don't think it means باللي كي هتجيب طفل راح يجوك دراهمه كمسمه. Especially when ماكش من بعد خدمة, ماكش دير any effort. You think هتجيب طفل حيطيح عليك دراهمه. شغل, I think طفل is a blessing. رزق من عند ربي. And هو نفسه هو الرزق. I don't think it actually means دراهم معه. But I think we should wrap it up, Luna. Obviously. This has been very nice. I think we have so much left to talk about. But I think أنا دمنا ساعة بك زوم ما يقول لك شحال we've been talking, which is super annoying.
Really?
Yes. But okay. I think it's an hour.
I have no idea.
Have fun.
Yeah, so much fun. We definitely have to do this again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. We're gonna wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry, there's a.
It's my favorite. What am I supposed to say?
Go ahead. I'll shut up.
Okay, it's my fear. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. That was so much fun. Let's do this again. Let's do this all the time.
All right. Okay. All right. Have a good night. Hashorkum guys. Hashorik Luna. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.